Hold it, stop the dial right there. You've reached the 100 Watt Wonder, WCONLP, Chapel Hill and Harbor.
Are y'all ready for this? Y'all ready for this? Introducing to you. Introducing to you. This is like something like that. Introducing to you. Ocean Bound.
Former and current executives at the investment bank Goldman Sachs.
Good morning, everybody. Our subcommittee's goal is to construct a record of the facts to deepen public understanding.
Let me just explain in very simple terms what synthetic CDOs are. It's the la-la land of ledger entries. It's gambling. You are the bookie. You are the house. Wild, wild west. Less oversight than a pit boss in Las Vegas. You think it's so complicated and you think you're so smart.
My name is Fabrice Tour, and I work at Goldman Sachs.
You take a look at the following email.
Mr. Chairman, there are about 8 emails in here.
You can just kind of walk through it.
Difficult to get an analogy that people who aren't in this business understand.
You're right that it's hard to make an analogy.
One analogy to understand this guy.
The analogy is like,
this is like selling somebody a house with a defective furnace that you know is going to explode, then buying insurance, fire insurance on the house.
Liz, build me a house to sell, and I'm going to give you the materials so that it burns down when you're done. Liz turns to you, David, and says, David, buy this house, but doesn't tell you that I have given her the materials to burn down once you've completed the deal. And even worse, I bought insurance that the house would burn down.
Bit of gasoline on the fire.
The finish to your analogy. That's it in a nutshell.
Just to simplify for the viewers, it's sort of like the Mets playing the Yankees, but the manager of the Mets gets to pick the Yankee lineup.
Absolutely.
Disastrous for sure, but natural, They were not.
Was this purely a perfect storm, or was it a man-made perfect storm in which the clouds receded?
Look, how would you look at the risk of a hurricane?
Having said on the board of the California Earthquake Authority, acts of God will exempt.
This is no Icelandic volcano.
These were acts of men and women.
You and your Wall Street buddies, wild gambling sprees, which may well be littered with fraud.
Maybe this is a mixed metaphor, but...
Maybe this is like the murder on the Orient Express. Everyone did it.
Weren't these the words that Martin Sheen exchanged with his son at the end of the movie Wall Street?
And now Wall Street 2 is coming out. He's coming out of prison.
Yeah, and one guy told me it's like betting on the Indy 500.
Goldman as a bank.
Bet on whether the car would crash or not.
We're going to bet that this car is going to crash. They're not sure whether the car is going to crash. They know it's a crappy car.
They're all crap. I think they're all crap. Can you make me a synthetic basket? Hey, I've made Dylan this basket of crap he requested.
But guess what? Sometimes crappy cars make it through the Indy 500.
With that car, you know, with the brakes tampered with ahead of time.
To be blunt with you, it sounds to me a little bit like selling a car with faulty brakes and then buying an insurance policy on the buyer of those cars.
Roger's right, using this analogy of the cars, if you will, with the brakes that are faulty.
So imagine, I want you to imagine, if I was a car manufacturer, I'm the biggest car company in the country,
manufacturing cars where the brakes don't work.
So I've got a shiny red Ferrari right here. I'm going to take the engine part out here. I then bet that the car will crash. It does.
You built the shiny Ferrari actually without brakes.
So that it explodes, blow up.
Oh,
you didn't even build the brakes.
Whether I put the brakes in or cut the line, either way, it's going to fail.
Why are we staging car races? So that people can bet on whether they'll crash when it does, you know, nothing to my side.
Let's treat Goldman Sachs.
All the attention that it brings. Tell me no, I say yes, I was chosen. And I will deliver the explosion.
Abacus or Abacus?
Abacus.
So Abacus.
By the way, this is the same one that your folks called shitty, how shitty it was.
You know, instead of Wall Street, it looks more like Las Vegas.
First of all, Senator Pryor, I think most people in Las Vegas would take offense at having Wall Street compared to Las Vegas.
That's a fair point.
Very good. That's very good. Excuse the language.
It's inappropriate. It's also discourteous to us. We're not that stupid.
I'm going to keep using that word, shitty.
It's a shitty deal. God, what a shitty deal. God, what a piece of crap.
We now will call our final witness for today's hearing, Lloyd Blankfein, the Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of Goldman Sachs.
I look forward to your questions.
I'm deeply troubled by shitty deal, shitty transaction, crap loan, piece of crap, crappy. security. Is there not a conflict?
In the context of market making, that is not a conflict. The thing that we are selling to them is supposed to give them the risk they want.
Yeah, and that's the part that's very confusing to folks, because they think you're fiduciaries.
Not in the market making context. The people who were coming to us wanted to have a security that gave them exposure to the housing market, and that's what they got.
This is a shitty deal. This is crap.
It's just a function of the price in the market.
It's a piece of crap. Well, you're betting against that same security.
Senator, you keep using the word betting against. I'm not trying to be resistant, but we make sure you do our terminology. As a market maker, we are buying from sellers and selling to buyers.
But I'm saying, well, you're not selling it to anyone else. You are selling to somebody, and you are taking the opposite position. You're just not troubled by it. That's...
Making a way here on the outcome of an athletic contest.
For lack of a better word, is good. Greed is right. Greed works. Greed clarifies, cuts through, and captures the essence of the evolutionary spirit. Greed, in all of its forms, greed for life, for money, for love, knowledge, has marked the upward surge of mankind, and greed, you mark my words, will not only save Teldar Paper, but that other malfunctioning corporation called the USA. Thank you very much.
Transactions are complicated, but this one, actually, you can explain. You can use the analogy. You can just kind of walk through it.
Difficult to get an analogy that people who aren't...
I'm just going to be blunt with you. It sounds to me a little bit like selling a car with faulty brakes and then buying...
The house is winning because they had stacked the deck.
Loading the dice, running a casino where the house always won.
You want to just get in the direction of a casino.
A gambling casino.
It's fine to have gambling in society. That's why we have Las Vegas. You can go there and gamble. You can lose all your money.
I play it. Bigger than... Hip, hop,
it's bigger than hip, hop.
Give me your Marcella, give me your Marcella.
Yes, Rasta, give thanks and praises to the Father. For the weed come from the Creator. They kill up without the sets of humor. Grown on the grave of King Solomon. Contribute to destroy Babylon. Helping me get across my opinion. Burn the weed till I die with no resolution. Mary Jane, God of Wood and Mr. Clinton. Burn one with Hillary and the White House land.
All right, WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George,
And we're having some fun technical difficulties with Wall Street today. So stick around, listen to that. We'll be spotlighting all the Goldman Greed and other stuff out there. I'm Furious George. This is WCOMLP Chalville Carborough. We do this every Thursday around 10. As you probably have already guessed, this show may be offensive to the top 1% out there. For everybody else, enjoy your tax returns. No. What I meant to say was, kick back, enjoy micro-powered community-based radio. We're going to get furious and enjoy it along the way. www.furiousg.blogspot.com for more info. Micro-powered radio, I'm furious. So pass the JoJo, and we gon' stay kicking. Pull up that Momo, holla at a chicken. A million's 1,000 love. A center is 100. A kilo is 1,000. But can you remember? When we measure kilograms, we can weigh as common usage.
You know that non-dairy cream?
That's actually chlorine.
Kill people.
A million is 1,000 of. A centi is 100. A kilo is 1,000. But can you remember?
Listen, you fuckers, you screwheads. Here is a man who would not take it anymore. Who would not let... Listen, you fuckers, you screwheads. Here's a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the cunts, the dogs, the filth, the shit. Here is someone who stood up.
From you, I want to know that the meal is actually nourishing. You're not selling me a poison meal and betting that I'm going to die.
I'm friendly with the owner, but he doesn't tell me that the chef has a bottle of arsenic and $1 million life insurance policy on my life.
So there's no difference between them
and the Gambino crime family, is there?
The best analogy to what's happened here in the last 2 years is the Tylenol scare back in 1984. A few bottles of Tylenol were tainted with cyanide. They were real toxic assets, and they had no market.
Tylenol just might be the headache Lloyd Blankfein didn't want to have.
Two analogy points on that one.
And we haven't seen a single criminal investigation.
There's no cops around.
We'll be right back.
cops harassed.
Well, because
interesting you use that language.
There's all these little legal changes that were made in D.C. that have castrated attorney generals like yourself.
I would respectfully stay away from the word castrated.
I've understood. I'm glad that the SEC finally grew some testicles and decided to take on Goldman Sachs.
Goldman, I thought, at least could take comfort or defense in the esoterica of this, how hard it is to go home and explain to your mother. You know, I have to use all these metaphors like Wall Street churning out tainted hamburger meat and everything else, and by the end of the conversation, the person's more confused than the beginning of the conversation.
None of that seems like you're an honest bookie. It seems like hamsters in a cage trying to get to compensation.
I've been sitting here trying to really figure out a good analogy. I don't know. We're speaking a different language here. It's not like selling a lame horse or an unsound horse. It's not like selling a bin of corn that's right. Been through a cow and you're calling it corn when it's really something else.
Right. I'm just trying to. I'm trying to explain it, and I wish I were better to explain it.
I can tell you that there's some things in my job as U.S. Senator from Montana that don't make a lot of sense. Bunch of stuff that doesn't make any sense.
That's the part that troubles me the most. I think the language junk or crap or junk, and words even saltier than those. If that doesn't concern you, that concerns me. You should be selling crap. We thank our witnesses, Mr. Blankfein. We thank you. It's been a long day, and we stand adjourned.
If you're like me, you think that when you deposit money in a bank, the bank takes that money, puts it in a mattress with your name on it, and has a fat guy sleep on top of the mattress so then nobody can take it. It's not true. It turns out when you give your money to a bank, what they do with it is anything they want. And if they lose it, perhaps gambling on bigger, dumber banks, they replenish the money you originally gave them with more of your money. You know why? Because Claude Giroux is right. The worker man is a sucker. By the way, tickets are still available for all on that show. Gone Through a Paraphrase is a Bronx Tale after seeing it twice 15 years ago. That's it. You know what is the worst part about that joke? That is not a Photoshop trick. That's me. Now, there's been one unforeseen benefit of our financial collapse. It's been the only issue that's been able to unite both Democrats and Republicans.
Richard and I are going to get this bill on financial reform with our colleagues.
Republicans would like to see a bipartisan bill.
It's not about politics. This is about trying to protect people's pocketbooks.
Republicans believe that we need financial reform.
We all agree, both sides of the aisle, that we need financial reform.
My God! It's the appearance of the rare and nearly extinct elephant.
An abomination unto the Lord, I say.
Finally, we can move forward with at least the debate on financial reform.
Senate Republicans voted last night against moving forward with debate on the massive financial reform bill.
But it's grandstandy. But its grandstandy hearing arm still works. I give you the return of Goldman Sachs, the re-haranguing. Called to account in today's episode, Goldman Chairman Lloyd Blankfein and six of his top employees, including this guy.
His name is Fabrice Touré.
He is the only Goldman Sachs employee named in the SEC's lawsuit against the firm.
Referring to himself as the fabulous Fab.
Ah. I see he's already picked out his prison nickname.
We'll be right back.
European. That take place. If you want another reason why it must be funky, yo, I am not a jackass king, I'm funky, so I will play the game. I can check your leg on the fucking cover next, so the flame will never fade. Ship it to the station, any jurisdiction. I'm listening in both, and the others think I'm bitching. No crowd can avoid the deal to the speed. Wanna be your F-O-I-M-I-N-G on the stage. See the simple fact is I am dope and known. I rock a funky beat without a cork, so here is my conclusion. You will enjoy the fusion, and I will ascend with the style that I am using. Knowing that it's tough, and it's not a bump, I think I'll let it play, cause we're taking funky enough.
Beating back into the stimulus reaction activators causing announcements. and that's of the motor control resistor.
Oh, that's good.
That's bad. But to regenerate the surface, I form a zinc and that's why there's contact with the intermediate atmosphere. Oh, that's good.
Of knowingly peddling crap products designed to fail, the Goldman Sachs clients were profiting from backdoor short bets that these crappy products would in fact fail. Is it true? I don't know. But the emails he sent to his girlfriends, plural, didn't help. Bragged Fab that even though the entire system is about to crumble at any moment, he was still selling, quote, widows and orphans that he ran into at the airport, financial products he had created that were, quote, pure intellectual masturbation, which nobody knows how to price. Are times so tough, ladies, that he's really got girlfriends, plural?
Nice.
Let's treat Goldman Sachs as if it were an antique car dealer.
Cars that explode.
Think about that. It's easy to understand a used car. But we're not talking cars here. We're talking mortgage-backed security.
Where is my mind? Where is my mind? Where is my mind?
Thank you.
always win. When the cards are stacked, the house always wins.
The house is winning because they had stacked the deck.
Loading the dice.
Running a casino where the house always won.
The model evolved in the direction of a casino.
Gambling.
It's fine to have gambling in society. That's why we have Las Vegas. You can go there and gamble. You can lose all your money for all we care. But gambling with these large amounts of money, this is not acceptable.
Is this a casino?
Of course it is a casino.
Casino mentality.
This is pure casino idiocy.
Tiny Town, USA.
Donut shops. Swimming pool.
Uh-huh.
Mean old man. Swimming pool chemicals.
Chlorine.
Flour.
Sugar.
Non-dairy creamer.
Mean old man. Screw up.
Mean old man.
You know that non-dairy creamer?
That's actually chlorine.
Kill people.
Oh, man.
I'll give you $25.
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George. Stick around. We got some more underground revolutionary micro-powered radio. I'm Furious George. Stakes is high. We've done plenty of spotlighting on Wall Street, Green Street, Goldman Sachs, and others. So stick around. Bodacious Bass is coming in the door. I'm Furious, I'll be back next week. WCOM LP, Chapa is.
Beats that be thorough, got the solar gravitation, so I'm bound to pull it. I gets down like brothers are found, ducking from bullets. Gun control means using both hands in my land. Yeah. Where it's all about the cautious living. Migrating to a higher form of consequence. Compliments. A struggling that shouldn't be notable. Man, every word I say should be a hip hop quotable.
I'm sick of bitches shaking asses. I'm sick of talking about blood. Sick of Versace glasses. Sick of slang. Sick of half ass award shows. Sick of name brand clothes. Sick of R&B bitches over bullshit tracks. Cocaine and crack, which brings sickness to black. Sick of swole head rappers with they sickening raps. Claps and gaps, making the whole sick world collapse. The facts are getting sicker, even sicker perhaps. I'll stick a push to make a bundle to escape the synapse.
Man, life can get all up in your ass, baby. You better work it out. Now let me tell you what it's all about. A skin not considered equal. A meteor has more right than my people who be wasting time screaming who they've hated. That's why the native tongues has officially been reinstated. Stakes is high. If you talking about stakes is high. Y'all know them stakes is high. When we dealing with them. Stakes is high. Man,
yo,
stakes is
high. What about that love?
Yo, it's about love of cars. Love for fun, loving to love mad sex, loving to love guns, love for opposite, love for fame and wealth, love for the fact of no longer loving yourself, kid. We living in them days of the man-made ways where every aspect is vivid.
Word.
These brothers no longer talk shit,
hey, yo.
These niggas live it, about to give it to you 24/7 on the microphone. Plug one, translating the zone.
One,
no offense to a player, but yo, I don't play. And if you take offense, fuck it, got to be that way. JD Dub, show your love, what you got to say?
I say G's and make your niggas out of high regard. And niggas dying for it nowadays ain't hard. Investing in fantasies and not God.
What?
Welcome to reality, see times is hard. People try to snatch the credit but can't claim the card. Showing out in videos saying they co-star.
Hey,
see shit like that'll make your mama cry. Better watch the way you spend it cause the stakes is high.
You know them stakes is high when you're dealing with the stakes is high.
Check it. I think that smiling in public is against the law.
What?
Cause love don't get you through life no more. It's who you know and how you, son. And how you getting in and who the man holding you. And how was the skin and how high? Yo, what up, how? I heard you caught a body. Seem like every man and woman share the life of John Gotti.
But they ain't organized.
Mixing crimes with life enzymes. Taking the big scout route and niggas no doubt. Better than they know they daughters and they sons.
Oh, wow. Yo, people go through pain and still don't gain positive contact. Just like my main man who got others cleaning up his physical and fluid. His mind got congested, he got the non-influent. Neighborhoods are now hoods, cause nobody's neighbors, just animals surviving with that animal behavior under eye. We'll be rhyming from dark to light sky. Experiment where needles and skin connect. No wonder where we live is called the projects. When the mistakes is high, you damn sure try to do anything to get the piece of the pie. Electrify, even die for the cash, but at last we be out, even though you're wanting more. This issue was closed like an elevator door, but soon we open once we get to the next floor with the stakes is high. You know them stakes is high if you're dealing with them.
Stakes is high.
Stakes is high.
Come on.
Five.
Five.
I'm serious. See, they're trying to control. People ain't controlling shit. OJ and Prince.